McKenna Martin is a former radio journalism student from the University of Washington, Bothell. About a year ago, she was surprised when a piece she had been working on in class ended up on air.
I had no idea that my story would be aired on a station.
McKenna's story aired on Space 101.1 FM, and it was about
program sharing between Space 101.1 and KVRU.
Space 101.1 is a local community radio station, one of many that have recently popped up in the greater Seattle area.
KBFG.
Space 101.1.
KVRU LP Seattle, broadcasting on 105.7 FM.
These stations haven't always been allowed on the dial. In 2010, the Local Community Radio Act allowed for the second adjacency rule. You might be wondering, what's that? Basically, it was a rule that freed up a little more space on the airwaves for smaller radio stations, stations like Space 101.1. These stations have been fighting for this space since 1996, when President Bill Clinton helped pass the Telecommunications Act. This act deregulated the broadcasting and telecommunication markets, allowing for large media conglomerates to buy up smaller stations. Like other deregulation movements, the results were not good.
Another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Movin' 92.5.
That's a segment from Movin' 92.5, a top 40 commercial radio station. It's stations like these that overtook the airwaves after 1996. Movin' 92.5 is owned by Hubbard Broadcasting. The agency owns three other major stations in the area, including Warm 106.9 and 98.9 The Bull. They're not the only media giants in the area. Entercom controls a whopping 7 stations in the region and is the second largest radio company in the United States. The point is, these stations create mainstream broadcasts that tend to stick to certain types of media. They're like high school cliques. And if your style doesn't fit, chances are your voice won't be heard. So when the Local Community Radio Act passed in 2010, people were excited to open stations that would provide a voice for other community members. And 6 years later, 15 stations in the greater Seattle area were approved by the FCC. They received their license, installed their broadcast antennas, and went to air. But
that's the biggest challenge, to tell you that the broader story is with the LP stations, and I'm talking to the other ones in town. Everybody has the same issues.
That's a recent interview with Pamela Burton, treasurer of KBFG, one of the small community radio stations that opened in 2016, located in Ballard.
Everybody has the same issues. You know, there's those of us that we have lots of ideas about all the wonderful stuff we'd like to put on the air, but we can't do it all ourselves. We need people to do these things.
For Pam, the battle is half over. KBFG may have the license, but it's an ongoing struggle to get the resources necessary to get community members' stories. These smaller stations do not have the same income resources available as the mega broadcasters. It was an issue I wanted to know more about, so I headed to KVRU, another commercial radio station located in Rainier Ballard.
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Fine. Did you have an appointment with Maurice?
Yeah, I did.
It was here that I met with
Maurice Jones Jr. I am the program manager at KVRU 105.7.
Maurice is passionate about his job. As he puts it, he's been in the music business all his life, and he's held lots of jobs in multimedia. And it's something that runs in his family. Before I could even ask him a question, Maurice handed me a UW article featuring his son's band, Gypsy Temple. When we finally did get around to talking about commercial radio, Maurice explained to me that
commercial radio makes money commercially. Mm-hmm. We can't do that. FCC is us against FCC rules.
So how do they get their stories on such a limited budget?
Volunteers for our staff. Now we're doing editing so we can start working with some of the community groups.
And some of those community groups include college students. Remember McKenna from the beginning of our story? That's what happened for her. This year, she helped run a workshop at Space 101.1 that taught members of the public how to make radio. To her, this is important because
it allows for those, you know, smaller people in society to be able to tell their story.
But for Maurice, there's still not enough people being heard.
We need to get all those people involved on a consistent basis, not like a one-off, but consistently. so that their message is heard in their language.
And as a program manager, he's always looking for new voices.
If you can go back to school and tell a bunch of your friends to come down and start working on their communication skills.
And there you have it. Community radio stations make up for their lack of budget by consistently encouraging others to tell their stories. Stories they know are important. If you have something you want to say, don't hold back. Grab a mic and get out there. You never know what station it might end up on. I'm John Winnie, reporting from U-Wave Radio.